You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Last of the televised games this weekend then sees West Brom taking on Manchester City. 8pm kickoff on Monday night. West Brom are 9-2 to win this match. The draw 3-1 and Manchester City are 6-10. Headline offers, Raheem Sterling to score and Manchester City to win is 2-1. Raheem Sterling to score two or more goals in the game is 5-1. Sergio Aguero to score and Manchester City to win 2-1. And Ricky Lambert to score and West Brom to win is 10-1. Man City, Lee, odds on to win this match. Finished last season's campaign with 6 straight wins. They've added Raheem Sterling to their team, and it will be intriguing to see how he performs in his first league game for City.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I'm not as kind of taken by Man City as a lot of people are. I've been reading quite a lot of previews, and a few people in our office really fancy them, and Derek was quite keen on them last week as well. I'm not so keen, mainly because I mentioned last week about, you know, I'm not sure about Pellegrini. I'm not sure if some of the players have maybe outstayed their time at City, maybe all on, you know, the glory days early on. Maybe it's just gone over the hill a little bit, some of them. Having said that, I'm less keen on West Brom. I look at their signings, and I think, you know, Chester, Lambert, McLean, you know, you look at Pulis left. He left Crystal Palace, didn't he, before the start of the season last year, when he didn't get the kind of money he wanted to spend on the players he wanted. I mean, is this what he had in mind? I mean, I just don't think that they're strengthened that much. You know, they'll do all right. Look, they're not going to go down, are they? You won't let them go down unless it's better off from another club and they end up in, you know, in a bit of a mess. But I think Man City will win this game. I think it's going to be a tight one, though. So I think he'll go into this game knowing that they can frustrate Man City. You know, he's done it before as a manager. Other teams have done it before. I'm going to go for the half-time draw here. I haven't got the price on that, DK, so you might have to look at it for me. But I think, you know, I was going to go for the half-time draw, Man City win, but a little part of me thinks, I wonder actually if they'll end up, it could be a nil-nil. You know, it could be that tight. If Aguero plays, I think City win. So if Aguero starts the game, I think half-time draw, full-time City. If Aguero doesn't start the game, then I'm not sure that they'll that they might not have the goals to break open a dogged West Brom team.
Yeah, half-time draw, Lee, in the market at 23-20, so that's the price for it to be a draw at half-time, which looks okay.
Yeah, I'll take that. Mm.
Derek, you're pretty keen on Manchester City this season, but West Brom and Tony Pulis, he will set out to stifle this Manchester City side. You look at his record as West Brom boss, kept 10 clean sheets in 18 league games. We know what he's going to do in this match.
Yeah, exactly, which is why I'm looking at under 2.5 goals. It's just even money, pretty much. I think that's a great bet. I think City will win it. You know, West Brom, I've had a downer on West Brom. They never impressed me at any stage last season, and because they were dour, weren't they? Even at their best, they were dour. Yeah, and yet they finished 13th, only a few points away from a top half place. I'm quite staggered when I looked at that. So they've definitely got something about them. But Lee's right, the signings in summer don't fill you full of confidence. I mean, Ricky Lambert practically hasn't played for a year. He got no run-outs at Liverpool. And City have definitely strengthened, haven't they? Those bets you mentioned at the start of it, though, is it right? Did you get that one right? Aguero to score and City to win is the same price as Sterling to score and City to win.
That's it.
2-1, I think it's been.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Yeah,
how can that be?
That can't be, can it?
Well, I mean, what would you see in a half?
Are they saying that there's the same standard as Raheem Sterling?
Yeah,
on
paper, no one's having that, I don't think. I think if you're going to take one of those 2-1s, you'd want locking up to take the Sterling 2-1 over the Aguero 2-1, wouldn't you?
Too right, you would. No one will do that. But City will win this. I think that, you know, I think City last season, I think it was a blip what we had. You know, Man United, you know, we only winning all those titles. They sometimes win a season where nothing happened for them, and I've got a sneaking feeling that was a one-season blip from City, and we'll see them. I fancy them for the title, and I fancy them to win this game, but it's not going to be a cakewalk. No matches against the Tony Pulis side. So, City to win, but I'm going to go for even money as my banker bet under 2.5 goals.
Do you think Manuel Pellegrini is the man, though, Derek, to lead them back to the top?
Probably not. I think they've got a little bit of goodwill still in the bank, but if he left which big name manager would you bring in? No, it's not going to be Pep Guardiola, is it? So who do you bring in? Difficult one. But no, to be honest, if I was manager of City, I still think I'd give them a title, right? You know, I'd lead them towards a title challenge. Mm. So I just think they've got too much. You know, I think they've got a title-winning squad, City, and they'll show it this season.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.